Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, sitting in for Howie Lim. Now, COVID-19 has presented a number of challenges for companies in Asia, from drops in sales to increased hygiene and employee safety requirements. In the midst of all of this noise, cybersecurity has started to emerge as a key threat in a number of surprising ways. And according to the CrowdStrike Work Security Index, there has been a 100-fold increase in malicious cyber attacks during the COVID-19 pandemic, with hackers and scammers using hacking tools costing as little as $20. They're taking advantage of the confusion to send phishing emails, malware, and other attacks. Well, to find out more and how we can protect ourselves, we're joined on the line by Brad Gray, Senior Vice President APAC at Exclusive Networks. Brad, thank you for joining us.
Rachel, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So I'm curious, Brad, as part of the intro, we mentioned that, you know, how your fridge can make you vulnerable. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, isn't it an unfortunate situation that, you know, the globe's been hit by this, terrible pandemic with COVID that sent us working from home and working remotely. And then, in and around that circumstance, we're being attacked by cyber attacks. And so, what we've seen in terms of this prospect of being attacked even via your fridge, which sounds absolutely bizarre, it's a reality. And what it simply comes down to is the fact that as we've progressed with our internet journey and we've put all of our devices online, including fridges and everything else, that it presents a vulnerability, given that device, that type of device, is connected to the internet.
So, Brad, give us an overview of the main vulnerabilities that Singapore businesses face then.
Well, look, there are many. And so, we've been in business, Exclusives has been in business now for close on 20 years. And, we see the attacks across APAC. So what we're seeing really is, you've got individual attackers, you've got really a campaign from, almost orchestrated organizations attacking governments, attacking small businesses and so forth. And you're seeing phishing attempts, you're seeing malware and all of these sorts of things. And I think what's interesting is, if you look at it from my position, here I sit in Singapore, I'm a CEO or a business owner, if you will, no different to, a lot of your listeners. And apart from the fact that, I happen to have at my disposal a team of, intelligent specialists for cybersecurity, even I'm reminded in terms of what I need to do to look at, creating a plan to protect our organization, especially as we work from home, and especially as many of us in all functions of our business have departed the office, which, of course, has been an environment where it's been a safe zone built by our IT experts and so forth for so many years. We now move to our homes, and then the question is, does that environment support safe and secure access back to company resources?
Now, Brad, I'm assuming that these hackers don't discriminate when it comes to size of the business or, what sector the business is on. What about where the business is positioned within their own digital transformation journey? Does that factor in?
Look, you're absolutely right. They don't discriminate. And we've seen it in the news in the last week or so, where even Australia has come under attack, where, governments have been, attacked from, significant campaigns. And then what you see as well is you see small businesses coming under attack as well. I note that one of the reports I read the other day from McAfee was that, the average attack on a Singaporean business today total up to around about $1.7 million, for breach. And you're seeing data losses, you're seeing a reputational impact. If you're a company, you could be, most companies today, of course, a lot of contact, customer data, and all of a sudden you have the potential of that data loss. So the reputation is significant. So there's no discrimination as to whether it's small businesses, medium businesses, or large government entities.
So give us an example then. Let's put a scenario in place here. I'm sitting at home, working from home. I've got some smart devices, a smart fridge, some smart lighting, plugs, all connected to my Wi-Fi. What kind of techniques are these hackers deploying with the work from home situation?
Well, you've just described my home because I'm a bit of a gadget guy. And I bought all of those smart lighting and quite frankly, whilst we've been working from home, I must admit that I've been placing a few orders on Amazon.
Oh, it's a lot of fun to play with these tech toys when you're working from home, isn't it, Brad?
Exactly. So you're right. I mean, some of these so-called intelligent devices, IoT devices, we spoke of the fridges, we spoke of the lighting, everything's coming online now. And really, the exposure or the vulnerabilities, as far as I'm concerned, putting it in simple terms for us, you know, us humans, basically point towards a vulnerability that points to us, our human behavior. Mm. And so that's, you know, we've seen that where you've, you know, where you've got attackers phishing and so forth. You then, you've got a vulnerability where, you know, based upon technology in your home. So I'll give you an example. We may have moved into our homes, our apartments 6 years ago, at which point in time we connected to the internet, we had a router installed. And that router in itself and the software, or as you might know, the firmware, may not have been upgraded since the time that you moved into your property. That may have been 6 years ago. And, of course, as you know, software is always being updated just to ensure that you're protected. But if it were not updated, that would be another. Well, that would be a clear example of where an attacker can find a weak link. They would understand that the software on your router was old, and therefore take advantage of some of those vulnerabilities. So, attackers are looking for, you know, the weakest link to get access. You know, it's like a comparison would be you can have a $500 lock on your front door, but of course, you know, with a relatively inexpensive lock on the back window, or even leaving the window open. Is going to leave attackers and let attackers in, right?
We're speaking to Brad Gray, Senior Vice President APAC at Exclusive Networks. So, Brad, what do we do then? I mean, get rid of these devices? Do I have to tell the people that I live with that they need to, you know, unplug those smart connectors to their lights, and, you know, we can't control our aircon remotely anymore? What do we do?
I think it's whether we're at home, and, you know, as I spoke earlier, you know, I'm a CEO, whether I'm thinking about the strategy and plan of what do we do at work as well. Mm-hmm. I think, first of all, it comes down to, you know, education and awareness. You know, what I wouldn't advise people is to jump up and immediately start buying all technologies under the sun. Now, obviously, there are some basic, certainly foundational technologies and platforms that you need, but education and awareness is absolutely key. I think from a business perspective, certainly small, medium enterprise companies need to educate their staff. Mm-hmm. And you know, I mean, there's some great training institutions around town. Companies like Bridging Minds do a great job educating people and bringing them up to industry standards and certifications. I think the other thing I would say as well, and again, this is, you know, from a business perspective, is, you know, the strategy and the plan needs to be driven from the top at companies. It needs to be a CEO plan.
Yes.
It needs to be a plan that's owned by the board or the CEO or the managing director or the owner of the business.
And Brad,
it's particularly key, yeah.
For those businesses, what solutions are available to help then?
Yeah, look, I mean, there is no silver bullet, as I would put it, in terms of technologies. You know, next-generation firewalls are a must. Endpoint security coming from companies like CrowdStrike are a must. You know, these are particularly key. What I would say, like most things, is you need to enlist smart support. You know, there are great companies that we work with, systems integrators like NTT, you know, NCS, Ensign, Logicalis in Singapore that do a great job in terms of educating your organization and creating a plan. You know, the other thing is that I think is particularly important as well is things are going to happen. You know, I think I read a report the other day that there was something like, you know, 10,000 attacks on average, you know, by most large companies in Singapore.
Right.
And I think really, I think, you know, we need to aim to protect ourselves even from a financial standpoint. Cyber insurance is a particularly important thing. Companies like Chubb offer, you know, good corporate packages. So I think it's really being realistic, practical, and I would say just, you know, absolutely educating your team. And on the home front, I would say, just looking at some of those devices, if they look a little bit old, look into whether their firmware and software can be updated.
You know, those are some staggering figures that you've shared with us there. And how much do you think cyber attacks will increase moving forward?
Look, I think the increase is inevitable. I think we are seeing a wave right now around work from home, remote scenarios, which has presented a significant change in circumstance where attackers know that we as individuals and we as staff connecting into our offices are more vulnerable than we've ever been. I think the tools and the certainly the automation that unfortunately these attackers have at hand should present an increase in their attacks and their campaigns. But look, one of the things I would say is this: the term cyber security conjures up thoughts of certainly machines and engines and so forth and automation. But the reality is the actors, the attackers that are setting these activities in play, they're human beings, right? And so we need to think like human beings and think about, how we can protect ourselves against those campaigns.
Well, Brad, it's been absolutely fascinating speaking with you. Thank you so much for your insights.
Sure, thank you. And please suggest some more interesting smart devices for home.
Thank you, Brad. Well, we've been speaking to Brad Gray, Senior Vice President APAC at Exclusive Networks.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.